Welcome to the Irish tea ceremony. Good morning, good Monday morning. The Japanese tea ritual is well known as a name. The experience of having it in Japan during 2025 was memorable. And by that I mean that I can remember almost all the details of it, and I can certainly remember what it felt like to be sitting down on the floor with a small table in front of me with all of the people who were on the tour organized by Trail Finders, everybody sitting around while we participated, led by a wonderfully calm woman dressed in traditional dress. In fact, we were all also dressed in kimonos and with all the paraphernalia involved in that. But here is the Irish tea ritual, which I'm going to run you through as well as I can. So the first thing is to put water into the kettle, something you would be very used to doing. And just putting the amount of water needed for the cup of tea. In the Japanese tea ceremony, it's a teapot. So let's turn on the kettle. But the very first thing that has to be done is to warm the cup. Now, while the kettle is boiling up, open the cupboard, find the tea caddy, and gently remove a tea bag. Now, the type of tea is freely available in any supermarket. I like what is called bog standard tea, and that is the cheapest form of tea you can get. The most popular tea in Ireland is Barry's tea. But Barry's tea is double the price, and I don't like the perfume. The slight perfume that it gives. Just while that is also happening, the key thing is to get the milk, which is kept in the fridge, get that out of the fridge. I'll tell you a secret, I've already had a cup of tea today, so my earlier recording got interrupted, so I decided to repeat it. But get the milk from the fridge and be ready then. The one other thing that is needed is a teaspoon. So get a teaspoon and put it in front of you, or in front of the place where you're going to drink the tea. Now the next thing is to warm the teacup. A little bit of water into the teacup. Swill it round. And talk to the cat. I'll be with you in a minute, Puma, okay? Swill it round until the cup is warm enough. You don't want your tea to be heading towards tepid too quickly before you've even had a chance to drink it. Out goes the water. In goes the tea bag. Just refresh the water so that it will be close enough to boiling. Doesn't have to be. I read in places that better not to have it boiling, and then pour the water into the cup. Clearly, if you were doing this, or if I was doing this normally, I wouldn't be holding a recording device in my left hand. So then transfer the tea cup with the water in it to where you're going to drink the tea, and transfer the milk as well, one of the characteristics of an Irish tea ceremony is that you do not wait 5 minutes for the tea to be ready. I think that may be a cultural thing, because Irish people are impatient for their tea. So you then use the teaspoon to swill the liquid, including the tea bag, around, and then you press gently, and I'm able to do it with one hand, on the side of the tea bag against the side of the cup. Now this is all in real time, so you can see, you will be able to hear how long. You can tell when the tea is ready. Now there is an optional stage in which you, this isn't done in every part of Ireland, but you squeeze with your hand, you have to do it carefully, the tea bag, just to darken the tea, maybe increase the flavor. But then in goes the milk. The amount of milk depends on your taste. And when you're making it in a cup, you clearly are either making it for yourself, or you will ask the other person how much milk. This is a more recent habit. When I was growing up in Ireland, you never thought of asking somebody, how much milk do you want in your tea? I think this habit was picked up in from America and brought back to Ireland. Now you have a cup of tea ready to be drunk. And ideally, you will bow respectfully to the teacup. You will just put your hand around the handle and drink. Now, in the Japanese tea ceremony, there is something that is not done in Irish tea ceremony, which is that when you come to the end, you slurp out loud the sound of the last piece of the tea. But there is nothing particularly rude about doing it in Ireland at the beginning. And there we are. That is the... Now, the Irish tea ceremony includes the fact that you don't have to finish every bit of your tea. You can just leave as much as you like in the cup. Although it would be bad manners to drink only a tiny bit out of the cup of tea. But if you're doing it privately, it's no problem. You can be distracted sometimes by phone calls or by other things you have to do. Your tea can go tepid. So then you have a simple job of either topping it up with boiling water, or if it's gone about halfway down the cup, you might pour the cup of tea out and start the ritual again. And that, at the beginning of 2025, on the 2026, is the Irish tea ceremony. For those of you in other cultures, I hope you have found this particularly beneficial, especially for when you come to Ireland and for whatever reason you are the person making the cup of tea. Back to the studio.